Here we go. It's time for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. And the birthday boy, Gary Faraci, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, Gary. How are you on this thirsty Thursday morning?
I'm groovy. It's raining, and we need the rain. I think it's just a win-win for us all.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. What a beautiful morning. I think we got 73 degrees down here. It's just light sprinkle right now. It's nice outside. It's welcome. It's a welcome rain. It's beautiful.
Well, with we had a little bit of rain as well last week, and so how did the fishing go last week? Was it pretty good up till this morning? You know, what can you tell us?
It's been if you've looked at some of the pictures I put on our Facebook page, some guys. Chad had three nice stripers yesterday morning jigging on with a tater bait. Boy, they look good. And then Steve Borgman, man, almost every morning he's slaying them, putting them out there with the crappies. So it's the guys that have the equipment and going out there, they're doing very well. The other guys are hit and miss, I've had guys come up, they've been catching walleye, catfish have been biting. Crappie have been biting, so it's still going on. It's just a little. It's not our spring or our fall fishing. It's summer fishing, and it's a little bit tougher. But some of the guys, they've been doing very well.
Yeah, and again, this the tater baits has really been kind of a lot of people's favorite bait to throw, hadn't it?
It's just caught on fire, Gary, and it's working. That's why it's so popular. It's been working like crazy, whether you're using the tater shad to jig with or you're using one of the small fries for crappie fishing. Tad's got some really good colors, and they've been working. That's crazy, but it's really good.
Now, have the largemouth, are people still, getting after them, I would get, summertime, right? Early morning and towards the evening, still a little buzz bait, topwater action. That's always fun. But what are you hearing on the largemouth?
The guys are still going after them in the morning and that red 10.5-inch red gold fleck or silver fleck worm. His guys have been hitting, busting with that. Been doing okay, they got to work for them harder this time of year, but they've been getting a few. And then, like you said, some buzz bait early in the morning, been working good, and they're a little bit deeper, but they've been pulling some out.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. The catfishing and the bluegill is probably just off the chain.
Yeah, we had some parents with some grandkids and stuff down this past week, and they were going out every evening catfishing, and they would catch two or three every evening, and they were using some dough balls and some turkey and garlic and Kool-Aid mix, and they were catching them. So they're all, you get a 10, 11-year-old kid, 8-year-old kid, and down there pulling in the catfish, they're having a blast. It's just so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Boy, right now, this is a great thing to do, too. Get you a little ultralight, 4-pound test line, some crickets, and a little float. Throw that out there around the docks.
Bluegill time.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're good eating, too. Man alive.
Yeah, and there have been some pretty good sized ones, like hand-sized bluegill pulling out of there and stuff. And kids have a blast with that. They do. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say just the kids because that's fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Stop by if you're in the area. Say hi. Our Facebook page, check that out. Leave us a message. Look at some of the pictures. See what guys are using. And, of course, always our webpage, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, thank you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Gary. Have a good one.